Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
It was a rough day yesterday for one of the last 2 decades' most enduring celebrities, the one and only JT, Justin Timberlake, arrested under suspicion of driving under the influence while hanging out in the Hamptons in the midst of a tour. The Hamptons outside of New York. In the midst of a tour. That's a problem.
Whoops.
Apparently heard according to reports, telling the police while in the back of the cruiser, this is going to ruin the tour. Supposed to be in Chicago on Friday night. Met with a judge yesterday, was released. Now, Maitland, you had some breaking news earlier. Did you want to go back to your breaking news? Maitland almost got caught on hotwingsfakenews.com. What was the source of your breaking news you were sharing that you were, to your credit, somewhat suspect of before you got to their disclaimer?
Yes, it's from Poo Crave.
Poo Crave.
Oh, legit.
Poo Crave, yeah.
Because it's a play on like the Pop Crave, like pop culture accounts.
No, I think it's like NBC News.
X. Yeah. But yes, also
started by Dan Rather.
Take their word as fact, and yes.
I'm Dan Rather.
They say that he allegedly had traces of Molly, Poppers, Truvada, and Coke in his bloodstream.
Mm-hmm.
That is not correct.
No, because what is the bottom of, what's the disclaimer on there?
Oh, this is a satire account.
That's the one.
Yep.
Oh, that came up a little later.
Okay.
There is an accompanied tabloid story that says he's been a drunk for years and everyone around him has known it. I don't know if that's true.
Who knows?
Whatever. I'm sure it's a rough day.
I mean, I'm sure he likes to party.
Yeah.
Famous and popular.
I can't say I wouldn't have.
But that doesn't mean he's a drunk.
He,
I mean, lots of people.
Addiction problem.
Made a mistake, yeah.
Super, super wealthy.
He did say he only had one margarita, which the mugshot and your eyes say, I don't think that's true, unless it was like the biggest margarita ever.
It might have been a heavy pour.
Or martini. Probably a martini. I don't know. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
He had one. Failed all the field sobriety tests. Struggled to divert his attention from one thing to the next. Slurred his words.
Oh, wow. That is.
But
mugshot
resisted the urge to do a breathalyzer test. Probably a good choice.
Hmm.
So scary.
Like if you zoom in enough, you can actually see the photographer in that.
Yeah.
In his eyes, you crazy. Yeah. You mean the police officer taking the mugshot?
I mean, he's just way too rich to be getting a damn DUI.
That's the part that always blows your mind. You're like, you couldn't get an Uber or a Lyft or hire a driver? What?
Yeah. Because I do feel terrible. There are times where people get off work and they just want to have a glass of wine and a beer and they get pulled over and they really aren't drunk. They know better, but damn, that sucks. But when you're that loaded and you can have as many margaritas as you want and get an Uber or a Lyft
or just your driver
or a limo or a personal driver, I just don't get it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, I mean,
I'll give you the celebrity,
but they're still just normal, stupid people.
I know, but God, still, I bet I don't know. Well, I guess I can't speculate too much about how much he had to drink, but
I think we were watching an old episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine last night, and in it, they said, oh my God, this is going to take Justin Timberlake energy. And then the lady Gina said, yeah, not Fatone energy.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what a bummer for Fatone. You're watching this, you're in and then, boom, right in the stomach.
Yeah. Well, at least he gets referenced, though. The other guys don't get referenced at all.
Yeah. Can you name the other three, Howie? Lance Bass.
J.C. Chazay. Is he one of those guys in
of NSYNC? Yeah, I think so.
And
Lance Bass.
And then
and the other guy.
AJ? No, he was Backstreet Boys.
Joey.
No, he was
Joey Fatone.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But you just, yeah. you already said him.
At least they didn't say fat one, which is what a lot of people started yeah. calling him a lot of the time.
yeah.
It's not so great. Unfortunate.
Anyway, there's another guy.
Yeah. Well, we did pretty good.
Chris something.
Chris Kirkpatrick?
Yeah, I think that's
I think that's right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll give you the celebrity. You tell me if they've had a DUI or a DUI. Or DWI or a DUI.
Wait, okay. what's the difference again?
I think
driving
it's
while intoxicated
state.
And driving,
driving under the influence. Influence.
Oh, okay, yeah. okay. But it's the same thing. It's the
essentially.
Same charge. Okay.
I think it can be, yeah. Mostly.
All right. Keep track of your score. Whoever gets the most DUI points wins. Ready? Okay. Right. Justin Bieber. Yes or no? Maitlin.
Yes.
Hot Wings.
Yes.
Kelly.
I'm going to say no.
Steve.
Yes.
He's a yes.
Oh, shoot.
Lance Bass. Or Bass, depending on which region you're in.
Huh.
Steve.
No.
Kelly.
No.
Owings.
I'm going to say no on that one.
Maitland.
No.
It's four no's, and four no's are correct. Jason Sudeikis. It's Ted Lasso, everybody.
Oh, I don't want to think that.
Okay. Like, yeah, I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a mugshot with Jason Sudeikis.
Kelly.
Yes.
Maitland.
Yes.
Owings.
Say no.
Steve.
Yes.
No DUI for Jason Sudeikis.
Him. Right on, Ted Lasso. Good work.
How many? You have three?
Yes.
Kelly has one.
One.
Maitland and Steve, two.
Two.
Number four, Vince Vaughn.
He has a perfect mugshot face.
He does.
He does. And I think in movies he's been in a mugshot, so I'm not sure if that's mixing with reality or not.
All movies are based in reality.
Yeah.
All right. Vince Vaughn. Maitland.
Yeah.
Hot Wings.
Yeah.
Kelly.
Swinger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Steve.
No.
Vince Vaughn has had a DWI.
Oh, boy.
Vince.
I'm great at this.
Number six. Hot Wings, you got them all right so far?
Yes.
Tom Hanks. Tom Mother Bleepin' Hanks.
Oh, man, he's pretty old.
I know,
if
that could happen.
If he had gotten popped in the 70s, there's no way I'd know that.
Even most of the 80s, really.
Yeah, I mean.
Maitland.
No.
Howings.
No.
Kelly.
I'm going to say no.
Steve.
Absolutely not.
He is a definite no.
Thor. I was a little confused on that one because I just saw a clip from Family Ties. He was like Elise's brother, and he was a drunk, and he punched Alex P. Keaton in the face.
Lisa's brother? Who's Lisa?
Elise.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He did punch Alex.
Yeah. He was a miserable drunk.
Number seven, Chris Hemsworth. DUI or not? Steve.
Yes.
Kelly.
Yes.
Hot Wings.
Yes.
Maitland.
No.
The no has it.
Oh,
Chris dang. Hemsworth is a no. Khloe Kardashian, DWI or DUI or not? Howings.
Oh, one of them definitely has, so I'm going to guess it's her, yes.
Steve.
No.
Kelly.
I'm going to say no.
Maitland.
Yes.
Khloe Kardashian. Is a yes.
Dang it. I'm terrible at this.
There's the
How many
episode
you got, Kelly?
Two.
Two? Hot Wings?
Five, I think.
Maitland?
I have six, but Ooh. That doesn't seem correct because Hot Wings is five.
I missed Hemsworth. That's the only one I've missed.
So you have six?
Then I must have six.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm like one.
Actually, you have seven.
Mm. Okay.
Oh,
great job.
Yeah.
So I'm like one behind Hot Wings. I'm five.
I have two more than Hot Wings.
Okay.
Is that true?
Yeah. But there's That's an episode
impossible.
Of the.
He's only missed one and. He has seven. Mm-hmm. We've only done eight.
Yeah, there were bonus points.
There's an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians where they're going to pick Khloe up from jail. And Kim's like taking selfies in the backseat.
Sounds right.
And Chris is like, quit taking selfies, Kim. Your sister's in jail.
Yeah, like they don't love it.
Yeah. Right.
I'm sure she's really suffering.
Number nine.
Probably did it on purpose.
Paris Hilton. DUI, DWI or not? Yes or no? Steve.
No.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Hot Wings.
Yes.
Maitland.
Yes.
She's a yes.
Really? I only said no because I feel like she's never driven herself anywhere.
That does seem like someone who would never have driven a car.
Oh, no. See, I've seen her do that. I remember when I think that show was popular and she had a pink Lamborghini. And it looked like you just see her and you go, that's a person who should definitely not be driving a car like that. Yeah. Too much power.
This tech. No, never mind. Bad decision. Skip that. Nicole Richie. Nicole Richie, DUI or not? Kelly.
Yes.
Steve.
Yes.
Maitland.
Yes.
Hot Wings.
Yes.
Three yeses, or no, that's four yeses, and it's all a yes. Yes.
I remember seeing a mugshot. I couldn't remember what it was for.
Okay. This next one, I think this next one would have really given me trouble. Ryan Seacrest. Yes or no? Hot Wings.
Wow. Seacrest. I'm going to say no.
Steve.
No.
Kelly.
I feel like he has, yes.
Malin.
I'm going to say no, but I think he got caught and just got away with it. I know that's probably not. No. Oh,
did Hot Wings write that answer for you?
Yes, he did.
He did. Okay. Thank you. yeah. The answer is no for Ryan Seacrest. I think I would have said yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Dave Chappelle, DUI or not? Yes or no? Hot Wings.
No.
Steve.
No.
Kelly.
Yes.
Malin.
Yes.
The answer is no. Hot Wings, how many do you have? There's three left.
I have 11.
Steve.
12.
Kelly.
Four.
Oh my God. Four?
You're terrible at this.
I know, I already said that. I know.
Maitland.
Eight.
Eight. Flo Rida. Yes or no?
Good God, who knows?
Not Florida.
Yeah, rapper Florida. Okay. Mm.
I actually don't know if you're serious or not. I've always heard Flo Rida, but it might have just been me saying it. Maitland, Florida.
No.
You're not getting me. Flo Rida.
Mm,
no?
I'm going to regret that.
Hot Wings.
I mean, I don't know squat about Flo Rida, but I'm going to just say no.
Kelly.
I'm going to say yes.
Steve.
No.
Yes.
Yeah!
Morgan Wallen. DUI or DWI?
He's had some real problems. Oh. Involving alcohol.
Last one. Maitland.
Yeah.
Hot Wings.
I don't think he's been busted driving drunk, so I'm going to say no.
Kelly.
I'm going to say yeah.
Steve.
Yeah, and I'm sure it was when he was like 11 years old, too.
The answer is no.
Dang it.
Not yet.
No, he gets drunk and he throws chairs off of buildings and he says the N-word and a lot of other stuff, but he's never been popped while driving.
He always gets an Uber.
He always gets an Uber. Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. It makes a good decision when it comes to driving drunk.
They should use him in their commercials.
Like, I am Morgan Wallen.
A perpetual bad decision maker, and yet even I know to get an Uber while drinking.
That's what somebody wrote in and said. For $20, anybody can get an Uber. You don't have to be rich to not drink like a butthole and drive your car. That is a very legit point. We're just saying that his options are even more plentiful than the rest of us.
Yeah, he would have, money is definitely not a
factor. And also, if you live in the middle of nowhere and you're drinking at your local dive bar, there's no Ubers there.
That's true. So.
But yeah, some places it might be. I mean, it might be tough to get an Uber in the Hamptons. I don't really know.
I don't know. Can't say that like
Not that it matters.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.